Alaska lawmakers are considering changing how permanent fund dividends are set as they weigh the size of the state budget. One option is putting the PFD formula in the state constitution. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman is here to talk about how the Senate Finance Committee is approaching the issue. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Casey.
Andrew, the state government has not followed the formula to set PFDs that is in state law for the past 3 years. Why is this coming up now?
There's a few reasons. One is that Governor Mike Dunleavy was elected in part on a pledge to maintain dividends, and he's proposed a constitutional amendment that would require a public vote to change PFDs. Lawmakers also don't want this to be an annual fight. But there's also a practical problem. It used to be that PFDs were the only thing that permanent fund earnings could be spent on. But when oil production and prices went down, the legislature now has turned to the earnings to pay for government as well. So without changes to the PFD, dividends could consume the vast majority of their earnings.
But people still do point back to this formula as far as how PFDs are calculated. So how could the formula be changed at this point?
Well, now it's based on earnings, and one result of that is it makes the dividend swing pretty wildly. They were $900 6 years ago, and if they followed the formula, they would be $3,100 this year. Depending on earnings, there could be nothing available. That is, if we had a whole bunch of years where the stock market stayed down, there'd be nothing, no PFD. And if the stock market went wild and PFDs went up a lot, there'd be no money for that draw for government. So the Senate Finance Committee co-chairs Natasha von Imhoff of Anchorage and Bert Stedman of Sitka, they're both Republicans, they raised the possibility of setting dividends as a share of the draw on the permanent fund. And that would basically split this draw between the government and PFDs. Since the total value of the permanent fund is much more stable, the draw will be much more stable. It's more predictable. Here's von Imhoff.
And if our goal is to stop haggling over the dividend for the next 40 years, as well as protect the permanent fund for the long term and don't take too much out of it to erode its value, we should start thinking about the split.
The senators also have another motive, which von Imhoff just touched on, which is protecting the roughly $18 billion in the permanent fund's earnings reserve. Stedman would like to protect that money in the same way that the main part of the permanent fund is protected, by basically moving the earnings over into the main portion of the permanent fund.
Let me back up here. What does protecting the permanent fund earnings have to do with the dividend formula?
Well, the dividend comes from the earnings reserve. So if the earnings reserve was moved over to the main body of the fund that's protected, there wouldn't be any money left that wasn't protected for the dividends under the current state law. But if you passed a new formula in state law, that would allow them to both protect more of the permanent fund and have dividends.
So some ideas about maybe finding a new formula, but are there other ideas out there surrounding the permanent fund and how to deal with that?
Yes. There are two senators who represent two very different parts of the state, Bethel Democrat Lyman Hoffman and Wasilla Republican Mike Schauer, who both want to see the dividend formula set in the state constitution. Here's Hoffman.
We will not be able to address those issues that affect my community in the state legislature because the elephant in the room and the discussion is always going to be what is going to be the dividend.
Hoffman and Schauer agree on this concept, but they wouldn't necessarily agree on what would happen once the PFD is resolved. Hoffman says taking dividends off the table could focus the discussion on new revenue to pay for state services. Schauer says ending the annual dividend debate would set a limit on how much the state could spend.
All right. Well, that's Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reporting from Juneau. Andrew, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Casey.